coming in now to attack the gantry pulling this cart. They'll tear it to pieces. I've got to stop and fight them and look at them. Even I haven't a chance.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Firestar.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend, who will come on the double?
Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead.
I will not sacrifice this horse animal. Not for anything, so I jump clear, send it on its way, and fight the wolves. This is going to be one heck of a fight, right, Jungle? Bail out! Right. And there it goes, and the wolves have stopped chasing it. They've turned back and are slinking around me in a circle. Wolves? Can you call an animal that? Stepping the height of a horse with teeth that come down below the lower jaw, tremendous teeth and muscles, wolves? All now in a circle around me. All right, so I've saved the gandry, but what about me? And do I have any contact with these animals? The kind of contact I have on Earth? This is another planet. They're not ordinary animals. Uh-huh. Looks like they mean business, but let's try. Okay. I'm Jet Jungle. I'm a friend of all animals. Can you feel that I'm a friend of all animals? I am your friend. Mm-hmm. I seem to have made some contact with them. Have I? Oh, they're just coming in for the kill. Strange, weird, wolf-like creatures, all of them crouched down now, watching me. I'm Jet Jungle. I'm a friend of all animals. I'm your friend. I'm your friend. Do you understand this? Now, as if to spring, Jet, I don't know that you're going to pull this one off, my boy. There's obviously little or no contact between man and... Of course, how can there be contact between man and animal here? There are no humans on Armageddon. All right, try again, Jet, or you'll never get to the spaceship. Friend! I am a friend! Not working. Not working! And here they come. Get out, Jungle! This is something. I'm outrunning them. Why didn't I think of this in the first place? I don't know. I needn't have taken the gantry and the cart at all. Keep moving, Jungle. Where is the gantry? Disappeared, yes. Well, the wolves won't get it, thank goodness. What's that flashing in the sun over there? Yes, the spaceship. And the astral beings will be around it, but I have to keep moving because of these monstrous wolves. That's charming. At least I can see the astral beings now with these watch glasses on, so it's a battle when we get there. And maybe with luck, I don't know, maybe the wolves can see the astral beings. That would help too. Okay, keep running, Jet. Keep sprinting ahead of them.
Hey. Yes?
You're trying again.
Trying to open the hatch?
That's right.
Can we work it again, do you think?
Yeah, and yet, you know.
Well, why not? Oh, no, you don't have to tell me. They won't be caught the same way again. Well, what's the betting they'll be sitting up there on top of this command ship waiting for us to open the second hatch so that they can get at us?
Me? I've had a finger made into stone. I don't wish my body to be the same. Principally because it would mean my mouth would be closed, and that would be a disaster.
And something of a relief.
Yeah, thank you for nothing. You know, maybe we don't have to worry too much. They can't break into this thing.
We don't think they can.
Positive thought, Miss Samantha Muller. Positive thought. Sam, they are in. No. Positive thought. Sam, what has happened to Jed?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Which makes two of us not knowing. You and me. And me and you, whichever way you want to be putting it. And both of us together at the same time. Me first or you first. It doesn't really matter because we are in agreement. I mean, I am in agreement with you and you with me. In common accord. And we think the same thing. And I'm talking for the sake of talking. Did that make sense? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean.
I think you do it on purpose.
Well, get mixed up with words.
Yes, you do it to make us laugh.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, right now, we need to laugh too, don't we?
Yeah, if we didn't laugh, we might cry, Sam.
We know you're worried, but there's nothing we can do. We're sitting in here waiting. Waiting for Jet to get to us, or for the astral beings to break in.
Lauren? Yes? We cannot do it. There is no way of opening this hatch.
Let me think. They have come here to fight us, to destroy us, the astral beings. We know this. So why then do I instruct you to break open that ship? Because I am impatient. Because I would rid Armageddon of this nuisance and take us all to the other planets that we must conquer, because it is our right to do so. Yet I have been impatient. And because of this?
Because of this, Noren?
Because of this, I am not using my powers fully. My powers of thinking and planning. Dr. Kitt, the woman who was called an American, we cannot contact her again. But the other two? The other Earth woman, Muller, and the Earth professor, Valetti? We know we have sound machine to try and drive the animal mad again. But why cannot we talk to Jungle? No, he will be too powerful.
Why not Muller or Valetti?
Let me think. And communicate in my mind with the all-robot. I command you, instruct me. All-robot, I command you. Come to me across the lands of Armageddon. Speak to me from the City of Domes. Instruct me. Yes. What method? How can we get into them, the Earthlings, and make them come out?
Power to make them come out. Look behind you.
What did you say?
What does he say?
Be silent, Narek. Robot, speak again.
Look behind you, Captain Turnbull.
Noren,
be quiet. They're coming to us. A small black thing far away. No, it is a man in black running fast to us. This is Jungle, and we thought that he was within that ship. Narek?
Yes, Noren?
Come down.
Noren?
Do you see a man, an Earthling, running fast towards us?
Yes.
That is the man Jungle, whom even we astral beings fear. He is not in the Earth ship. So, astral beings, we move apart from one another. We stand in a line. This man, this Earthling, is fast, strong, and what they call fit. But he cannot fight all of us at once. He will come to us. That is his nature. Turn him into stone, and then the others seeing this, the other things from Earth, will come out from that machine, and victory is ours. Move apart.
Victory is ours.
Stand, all beings. Raise the stone guns. Wait for the Earthling Jungle to come to us. Do not fire until I give the word.
thinks we go into action, that he's about to be fight, that tease. That's okay for you, Jupiter, but you wouldn't get near them. Now, please don't give me an argument. I am right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Have a peep from this window. Hey, you know something? That explains why we haven't heard the hatch being complicated around.
I think I know what you're getting at, Getty.
Of course, but I haven't finished yet. I can see a row of stone guns standing in a line. All the guns are up and pointed at Jet.
Where? Oh. Yes, there he is. You can see him quite clearly. Running up towards the line of guns.
Eh?
He stopped now. Spaghetti, he's got some kind of glasses on. Must be the watch glasses.
Of course.
He stopped now. Sorry about this, Dr. Kett. If there were room, you could watch as well, but...
Hey. What's them thoughts behind, Jet?
Where?
Hey, Jupiter, stop shoving. Jupiter, you got me talking stupid, though, now. Shut up. Thoughts coming along fast. Animals. Big, hairy animals. Horses. Sam?
They look like wolves.
That size?
On the planet, anything can happen.
Yeah, you think I don't know that? Jet, stop now. Face in the line of guns held by those invisible astral beings. But not so invisible to him because of the glasses. But what does he do? Sam, those are wolves. They are hunting Jet. And we have to help.
Yeah, somehow provide a distraction of some kind.
Eh?
I know. We activate the command ship, blast off a few meters off the ground, and travel over the line of guns, blasting them with a rocket.
Exactly what I was going to say, wasn't I? Dr. Kett, into action. Come. Right. Ready, Sam.
Ready. Blast off now!
Right now, astral beings in front, wolves behind, and... Hey, the command ship blasting off, up and moving over the astral beings.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.